Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Coffee with a friend is like capturing joy in a cup. Welcome to the Coffee with Jenny B podcast, hosted by Jenny B, a lover of all things coffee. Each week, Jenny will chat about connecting over coffee, what brings her joy, and everything in between. A lot can happen over coffee, so grab a cup, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Jenny B.
Hello and welcome to the show. Just after the crash in 1929, Coca-Cola created the slogan, "The pause that refreshes." It was to take a moment to pause, enjoy, obviously, some Coca-Cola, but it was more about the pause. You know, so a pause can be a pause between sentences, allowing you to catch your breath. A pause can be putting a pause on something. You know, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to take a pause. I'm going to wait. But when you think about taking a pause, it's not an end to anything. It's merely a break, a pause. I want to read a poem by Tanner Olson that appeared in my email box the other day. And it was very appropriate for this particular episode. So it's entitled, "This Is Not the End." This is not the end. You're just learning how to begin again. But there are some things you need to unlearn before you take another step. There are some cobwebs and smudges that need to be cleared. There are lights that need to be turned on and weeds that need to be pulled and seeds that need to be planted. There are wounds that need to be kissed and lies that need to be met with truth. You are not the only one who feels the way you do. You are not the only one who feels like they are behind or running out of time. You are not the only one who feels lost or uncertain. You are not the only one who wants time to slow down or speed up or turn back. You are not the only one who is praying for change or who has no idea what's going on. You are not the only one who needs to hear that you are loved and forgiven and worthy. You are not the only one trying to find the courage to take the next step, but you don't have to have the answer to take the next step. Life is not something you can win, but something you can enjoy. You can slow down and look around and remember that all of this is a gift. Here, you will hurt and hope. You will lose and love. You will start and end and get lost and try again. And you, no matter how hard it is to believe, will be okay. You will be okay. So before you move on to the next thing, pause. Sit with it. Just for a moment. Open your hands and let go of what you've been holding tight. Breathe deep and exhale the heaviness that's been trapped inside. Before you move on, find yourself in these words: life is not a race, and you are not behind. Those words really struck a chord in me. It made me take a step back to reevaluate where I am right now. And to be honest, there are times when I'm not really sure what direction I should go in, whether I should continue in the same direction that I've been going in. I don't know. I can't really decide. And so when you can't really decide or make up your mind, instead of rushing into a decision one way or another without really thinking about the consequences, maybe the steps or the actions that need to be taken, maybe it just needs some further evaluation, maybe some research, or maybe, just maybe, it means that you need to take a pause and not do anything. But doing nothing is not really doing nothing, because when you're doing nothing, you are relating to yourself. You are tuning into what you might need in that moment. And maybe what you need in that moment is to sit quietly and contemplate what you might want to do, or just be still and let the universe guide you, inspire you, give you some ideas in terms of where you want to go. I mean, of course, you can put together a list of pros and cons for each decision that you would like to make. And ultimately, it might give you the answer that you're looking for. But even after you've made the decision of what you want to do, take a moment to pause and not rush into filling or completing that particular direction. Make sure it feels good. Does your body feel like it wants to do it? You know, I've talked about myself being a generator, and when I have an idea to do something, it's either a hell yes or a hell no. And if it's a hell yes, it's like, yes, my body is full of joy and full of energy, and I feel like time stands still when I'm doing the thing that I'm meant to do. But when I'm doing something that I'm not meant to do, it is a struggle. It is a drain on my energy. There's really no sense of joy. It's more, I have to do this versus I want to do this. So sitting still and taking that pause to check in with your body. How do you feel? Is this something that you really, really want to do? And if not, start thinking about what else you can do. Now, of course, not all of us have the luxury of time and, you know, making those decisions. And sometimes we have to do what we have to do in order to survive. But given the choice that you can make a decision that's going to work for you, it's making sure it's the right decision for that time when you are making that decision. Because of course, when you think about time, if you were to make that decision, let's say 2 years from now, it might not be that decision. And if you were to go back in time and think about, well, could I have done what I'm thinking about now? You couldn't have, because it's past. But if you have that idea, oh, I wish I had done it 2 years ago, maybe that's a sign that it's never too late. You can still do it now.
Hi, it's Jenny. We'll get back to the show in a moment. But first, I invite you to check out my website, coffeewithjennyb.ca. That's Jenny with a G, where you'll find all the links to my episodes. You'll also find a variety of coffee gifts available for purchase, including my branded bag of Red Door coffee beans from Harrison's Coffee Company. As well, you'll find a link to join the Winnipeg Coffee Community Facebook group. I'll also be posting info about upcoming coffee tours and coffee nights, so keep checking my website for updates. You can also follow me on Instagram at Coffee with Jenny B. Now, let's get back to the show.
So it's thinking about what it is that you really want to do. And again, if you're undecided, you know, what Tanner was saying in his poem, it's time to take a pause. And that's actually what I'm doing with my podcast, is I'm taking a pause. I have other projects and commitments that I need to take care of. and I need to be able to provide my full attention to those things that need my attention. And that's not to say that doing the podcast doesn't deserve my attention, because of course it does. This is a labor of love. It's a passion. It's an opportunity for me to share my voice, share more about the coffee world, share about things that bring me joy, conversations over coffee with many, many, many interesting people. And I know I've received feedback from some of my listeners that they value what I bring to this podcast, that they enjoy listening to my stories, other stories, and it makes me happy. It gives me a sense of gratitude that I am providing something that someone needs out there. But really, for the podcast, I am doing it for myself, because it's an opportunity again to share my voice, and not just my speaking voice, but to share my thoughts. I'm a voracious reader, and I absorb information and trivia like a sponge. And it all sits in my head with nowhere to go. So this is a perfect platform for me to share what's interesting for me, you know, what I feel my listeners might want to know. And it's not for everyone. You know, I've had people ask me, so what is your podcast all about? You know, what's your niche? Who are your readers or listeners? And I said, well, it's conversations over coffee. It's not a crime podcast, and it's not a business podcast. It's having conversations. And really, when I am speaking about my stuff, I'm having a conversation with you, my listeners. And that's how I look at it. You know, if we were sitting across from each other in a coffee shop and talking about the things that I talk about and my guests talk about, that's what we would do, is we would talk and share and get to know each other and learn more about each other. There's another reason why I need to take a pause right now. My son, Stephen, and his girlfriend, Megan, are expecting a baby boy, and he will be born in November. So I want to be available for them and provide whatever I can as a grandmother, and also, you know, provide support as Stephen's mother and provide whatever support Megan needs, even though she has her mother and several family members that I'm sure would be very happy to be there for her. And then there's my granddaughter, Lenny. So Lenny is turning 6 in a couple of weeks, and I love spending time with her. And I find that as she gets older, she wants to spend more time with us. You know, she wants to do sleepovers, and we have lots of fun with playing. And, you know, when she has a bath, she wants 1,000 bath bombs, and we have lots of fun with her. And she's also involved in a number of activities. You know, she's girl guides and swimming and dance. And I want to be available for her, and also available that if my daughter needs me to pick her up from daycare or school, that I'm available to do that. And so that's another reason why I think right now I just need to take that pause and really be there for family. And as the title of Tanner's poem, it's not the end. It's just a pause. And I know that once I feel that the time is ready to come back, I will definitely come back with brand new episodes and more information about what brings me joy and everything about my world. And part of it is, to be honest, doing a podcast can be a little expensive, because I don't do my own editing or producing. I'm a creative. I don't have the technical ability or knowledge or the patience to do that. And so I leave it to the experts at Sound Off Media, you know, Matt and Aiden and the rest of the crew, who do a wonderful job in making sure that I sound good and that my episodes are launched regularly every week. And so I'm grateful for their assistance and their guidance with my journey of this podcast. And so I ask you, my listeners, that if you know someone who would be interested in sponsoring my podcast, allowing me the opportunity to continue sharing my voice, sharing my story, interviewing people with fascinating stories of their own, and allowing me to continue talking about coffee education, the coffee world, talking about Winnipeg and Manitoba and how wonderful it is to live here. So until next time, please know that this is not the end. It's just a pause. And while I'm on pause, take a moment and perhaps review my 121 episodes. If you've listened to a few and those are your favorites, maybe go back and have a listen again. Or if you haven't had a chance to listen to all of them, perhaps maybe binge and check them out. And if you like my episodes, if you like my podcast, please subscribe, send me comments at coffeewithjennyb@gmail.com. I really appreciate the support. It helps me continue what I'm doing, continue offering my voice and my information to you, my listeners. And that's something that brings me the greatest joy.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like Coffee with Jenny B and want to know more, connect with Jenny on Instagram at Coffee with Jenny B. That's Jenny with a G. Until then, all you need is joy and more coffee.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga, it's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.